Tonight, our speaker is the person, Brother Barry Gibson. Brother Gibson, he's been at the Fifth Ward Church of Christ 40 years, deacon for 16 years, and he currently has served as elder for the last 10 years, and we want him to come tonight in his own way. I have asked him to talk about being overtaken. Brother Gibson, it's your time, my brother.
Thank you, Brother Brooks. Good evening, and welcome to all those who are on the nationwide gospel call. I would like to express my appreciation to Brother Brooks for the invite and to all those who work so diligently with him to accomplish this worthy good work of expanding the borders of the kingdom of God. Thank God for his vision that even in the midst of a pandemic, he found a way to spread the gospel message. Glory be to God. Brother Brooks reminds me of Jude 3:23, which says, "And others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even a garment spotted, defiled by the flesh." Somebody said that we keep our faith active and vibrant by exercising it by serving others. We must help those who have believed the false teachers and have believed the false teachings. Their souls are in danger. If we can bring them to Christ, we are snatching, pulling them out of the fire. And that fire is the eternal fire of hell. The way these people are going, they're going to be eternally lost. The greatest tragedy is to lose one soul. And so I applaud you, Brother Brooks. The Bible is right about being overtaken. The Apostle Paul says, "Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted." Galatians 6:1. So our focus tonight is going to be on if a man be overtaken in a fault. And to help us to understand what Paul wants us to know, I did a brief word study. Brethren, brothers. He says, if, in case that, uncertainty, conditional, in the event that, though introducing a possibility, when, A, when referring to someone or something, a man, a human being, male or female. B, exist, occur, take place, be present, used to express possibility, used to indicate something due to happen. If a man be overtaken, to anticipate, regard as probable, expect or predict, surprise, an unexpected or astonishing event or thing, or being overtaken in any trespass, where the meaning is not that of detecting a person in the act, but of him or her being caught, surprised, overtaken by the trespass, though he or she being off his or her guard. And so we want to look at Galatians 5:19-20 and contrast the premeditated practice of evil. And premeditated would be defined as to think out or plan an action, especially a crime, beforehand. And so Galatians 5:19 says, "Now the works of the flesh are manifest, or clear, or obvious to the eye. Which are these? Fornication, all unlawful sex, uncleanness, impurity in words, thoughts, deeds, and desires of the heart, lasciviousness, free for any pleasure, idolatry, worship of images and evil practice in connection with such images and worship." sorcery, use of drugs, witchcraft, enmity, opposite of love of the brother, strife, outward manifestation of those filled with enmity, jealousies, wrong desires to have what someone else has, wrath, uncontrolled temper, faction, self-seeking, self-will, division, standing apart, discord, parties dividing up into groups, one following this leader and another following that leader, envying to look against, drunkenness, to be intoxicated. The word of God condemns not only drunkenness, but drinking as well, 1 Peter 4:3. Reveling was the boisterous parade of half-drunks as they danced and sang through the streets of the wee hours in the morning. He says, "And such like of which I forewarn you, even as I did forewarn you, that they who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God." Paul did not include every sin in the list, just a few of them. Christians who engage in these sins will be eternally lost unless they repent and ask for forgiveness. And on the other hand, if a person, he or she, is not a Christian, he or she will be lost unless he or she obeys the gospel. 2 Thessalonians 1:8. These actions are always wrong. And Paul says in Galatians 5:26, "Let us not become vainglorious, provoking one another, envying one another." When a Christian lives according to God's word, he will not be conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Vainglorious means to be proud, conceited, haughty, the know-it-all attitude. There were probably some Christians in the churches of Galatia acting this way. Provoking one another is used in the evil sense of provoking them to anger. Christians are to provoke one another to love and good works. The modern Greek version says, "Even if a man, though lack circumspection, shall fall into any sin." And circumspection is defined as the quality of being weary, unwilling to take risk or prudent. And this word weary is W-A-R-O-Y, of feeling or showing caution about possible dangers or problems. "And in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect. Make no mention of the name of other gods, neither let it be heard out of thy mouth." Exodus 23:13. The Bible is right about being overtaken. The Apostle Paul says, "See that you walk circumspect, carefully, not as fools, but as wise." Ephesians 5:15. Which means, therefore, watch carefully how you live. Circumspect, to hedge about as with thorns, that is to guard, to protect, attend to, beware, take heed to self, keep self, look narrowly, observe, save self, they lay wait for, a watchman. Brothers, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, and this word fault, trespass, the writer says a side slip, a lapse, temporary failure of judgment, or deviation, the action of departing from an established standard, that is unintentional error, transgression, to fall, a fault, offense, a sin. Galatians 6:1, a false step, trespass, translated a fault. The Bible is right about being overtaken. Be overtaken in any trespass does not refer to the deliberate, that is, done consciously and intentionally, to a deliberate sin. It refers to a person who is caught unaware, that is, having no knowledge of a situation, by temptations or sins, before he or she realizes the full implications, the conclusion that can be drawn from something, the full implication of what he or she has done. The term means a slip which might come to a person on an icy road. The Bible is right about being overtaken. If he or she be surprised, seized, or without warning, suddenly taken before he or she is aware. Brother Orr, Monday night in his message on restoration, talked about tsunamis and how the tide would go out further than it normally would. And that would show things that you wouldn't normally see, and people would want to see that. And it would come back without warning. But by definition, a tsunami is an arrival of something in overwhelming amounts. It's like to the rhinoceros with his contest with the elephant, that he might not be surprised. He suddenly rips up the elephant, the belly of the elephant, that he might not be surprised with his trunk. But should the elephant seize him with his trunk first, all resistance would be afterwards in vain or useless. Therefore, he tries hard to rip up the elephant's belly with the horn which is on his nose in order to prevent his being surprised with the elephant's trunk. Or like a ship being suddenly agitated or disturbed and troubled and whirled by the waves and then dashed on the rocks. The Bible is right about being overtaken. If a Christian be overtaken in a fault, that is, not gone into sin as a result of sinful premeditation, be surprised, be caught, or overtaken by it. And that premeditation is that action of planning something beforehand. Those intending well or good are sometimes caught unawares. The Bible is right about being overtaken. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and its desire is for you. Genesis 4:7. But those preceding verses in chapter 4 of Genesis, God had just rejected Cain's offering and accepted Abel's, a case of we must do what God said, like he said it. But he says sin's lion. It crouches like a lion. Crouch means to avoid detection. Probably refers to the fact that sin would pounce upon him if he did not rule or master it. The Apostle Peter says, be sober, be diligent, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. The devil is never asleep. He is always looking for ways to attract or tempt Christians to sin. Adversary means the devil is our enemy. The devil is described as a roaring lion, indicating his strength. He is actively seeking how he can cause Christians to be lost. To be overtaken in any trespass describes a person who has committed an act of sin rather than one who is habitually, that is by way of habit, sinful, as in Galatians 5:19-21. The Apostle Paul says, him that is weak in faith, receive you, Romans 14:1, weak to lack strength, being weak in knowledge. Paul also wrote, when we then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, Romans 15:1. Strong, capable, powerful. The contrast is that at times some are weak and some are strong. The Hebrew writer wrote, and make straight paths for your feet, Hebrews 12:13. Since some of the runners of verse 1 have grown so weary, they have become stooped or bent over and need spiritual strength to be straightened up again. They must straighten their path by avoiding obstacles that would spiritually trip them up. The Bible is right about being overtaken. James says, my brother, if any among you err or wander from the truth and one converting, James 5:19, a Christian can sin and depart from the truth and be lost. There are many things which entice a Christian to depart from the truth. Satan is working against Christians all the time. When one errs or wanders from the truth, he is going to be eternally lost unless he comes back to God. The greatest tragedy is for a person to be eternally lost. The Bible is right about being overtaken. Apostle Paul says, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. 1 Thessalonians 5:4. Darkness refers to the realm of the unsaved. Light refers to the realm of the saved. And Brother Brooks has some speakers Thursday and Friday that's going to deal with that. But the teaching here was that the thief came unexpectedly and caught people unprepared. And so, in closing, in Galatians 6:1, at the end of it, he says, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. There is a great difference between a man or woman who being suddenly and violently attacked falls into sin, and the man or woman who transgress, goes beyond the bounds, in consequence, or as a result of an action of having walked in the counsel of the ungodly or stood in the way of sinners. Considering thyself, looking to thyself as he or she fell through a moment of unwatchfulness, look about that thou be not surprised as he or she fell. So mayest thou. Thou art now warned at his or her expense. Therefore, keep a good lookout, lest thou also be tempted. A poet wrote, this is a common evil. At one time or other, we all have done wrong. Either we are, or have been, or may be as bad as he whom we condemn. The Bible is right about being overtaken. By way of invitation, the Bible says that not everyone will be saved. Matthew records Jesus speaking when he says in Matthew 7:21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. My very first question would be, if Lord, Lord won't do it, what is the will of the Father? Verse 22, many will say in that day, to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name and in thy name cast out devils and in thy name done many wonderful works? These sound like good people. These sound like people you know. Every person is responsible for what he or she believes. People may be sincere and be wrong, even as Apostle Paul was wrong about Jesus and the church before he obeyed the gospel. Verse 23, and then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. My next question would be, how can I get Jesus to know me? Paul said to Timothy, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. 2 Timothy 2:19. The Hebrew writer says, to the general assembly, and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, Hebrews 12:23. The firstborn refers to Christ, and which are written in heaven, Christians, who are members of the church of the firstborn, are written in heaven. And that would be, if Christ is the firstborn, it would refer to the church of Christ. Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonica, and to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. On last night, Brother Williams made a comment about when Peter cut off the ear of the servant of the high priest, and Jesus said, wait, I can call 12 legions of angels. And he said that was about 60,000 angels. And I said, my goodness, that's a lot of angels. But here he says he's coming with his mighty angels. And verse 8 says, not in fire, but in flaming fire, taking vengeance, giving full justice their due on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we're constantly trying to get people to obey the gospel. Who shall be punished, just penalty, with everlasting, that is, having no end, destruction, everlasting suffering from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. And lastly, John writes, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, that is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Now all who were not found in the book of life were cast into the lake of fire. This is all the ones who sinned and who did not obey the gospel to be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. And so let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. The Bible is right about being overtaken. Brother Brooks, thank you, and I now turn the call back over to you.